More than a million refugees came to Germany last year after fleeing hardship and war. Helping them is proving expensive. Germany expects to spend more than $15 billion this year. But there may be upsides for the German economy, as Susanna Capelluto of member station WABE found out when she traveled to northern Germany.
Josef Tahala is a carpenter at heart, but runs a construction company of 230 employees in Ottenstein, a small community on the Dutch border. Usually they build prefabricated schools and daycare centers, but these days they are building apartments for refugees. Using a nail gun, a worker builds a wall. The blueprints he's following aren't much different from the ones he uses for schools. Except, of course, the apartments have more walls and bathrooms. It's like a Lego system, Tahala says. It's a flexible apartment building that can house 100 refugees. Should they move on, the structure can be turned into a school or get moved somewhere else. For now, the orders from local governments are keeping his employees busy. And many are even earning overtime.
A lot of that money will arrive in the pockets of Germans.
Herbert Brücker is an economist with the Institute of Employment Research in Nuremberg. He says while refugees get much of the government money for food and clothing, German workers get a good bit of it too.
55% will be spent for social work, for construction, for housing, for bureaucracy.
Brücker is optimistic that Germany can handle spending more than 14 billion euros on refugees. It's only half of 1% of the country's GDP, he says.
That means of 100 euros you earn, 50 cents you have to spend for the refugees. That is something what a rich economy in an upswing of a business cycle can afford.
Of course, many Germans have security and social stability concerns. They worry about terrorists and criminals coming in with the refugees. And many of the newcomers aren't very skilled, which will likely be a drag on the economy, says Panu Pudvara, head of migration research at the IFO Center, a think tank in Munich.
What is bad news is that many of them have rather limited language skills and qualifications.
And he says Germany needs skilled workers to replace those who are retiring.
So what is good is that refugees are mostly young, so that means that they have potentially a long working life ahead of this.
Deutschland. Telefon.
One of those future skilled workers could be Muhammad Saad. He was taking a German class near Tahala's factory. He's 21 and fled Syria 7 months ago. He says he's a heating and air conditioning technician.
I want to work here. I don't need study. I have diploma. But now I just need to learn some Dutch language, German language.
Lots of refugees are taking German classes like this one, which was created when the government hired more teachers. So the optimists hope this all comes together. Teachers get jobs, Germany needs young workers, Saad needs a paycheck, and when he gets one, he'll become a taxpayer. But for now, at least, that economic happy ending is a long way off. If for no other reason than the German bureaucracy. It can't keep up with the surge in refugees seeking documents to work legally. Last year, only about 1 in 10 refugees was able to get a work permit. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capelluto.